Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The next chapter, Qibla ki taraf muh karne ka bayan. That to face in the direction of the Qibla when performing Salah. Agar kisi aisi jagah hai ki Qibla maloom nahi ho. Agar kisi aisi jagah hai ki Qibla maloom nahi hota kidhar hai. Aur na wahan koi aisa aadmi hai jis se pooch sake. If a person, he goes to a particular place where he does not know the direction of the Qibla, and neither is there anyone present whom he can inquire from what is the direction of the Qibla, to apne dil mein soche, jidhar dil gawahi de, is taraf par lewe. Then a person should contemplate, should think a little bit, what we'll say, exercise the mind a little bit. And then in whichever direction your heart takes, that the Qibla is in a particular direction, then he should read his salah in that direction. So a person does not know which is the direction of Qibla, there's no one to ask also. So just think a little bit, exercise the mind. And if the mind says that the Qibla is in a particular direction now, so you face in that direction and perform salah. Agar besoche par levegi, to namaz na hogi. If a person just performs salah, he doesn't even think about it, that in which direction is Qibla, and he just started salah, salah will not take place. Lekin, بے سوچے پڑھنے کی صورت میں اگر بعد میں معلوم ہو جاوے کہ ٹھیک قبلہ کی طرف پر ہی ہے تو نماز ہو جائے گی. However, there is an exception to the rule that if a person didn't think which is the direction of the Qibla and he commenced his salah, and after performing salah, then a person was informed that this is the correct direction, and you perform salah in the correct direction, then the salah of a person will be discharged. Aur agar wahan aadmi to maujood hai, lekin parda aur sharam ke mare poocha nahi, isi tarah namaz par li, to namaz nahi hui. But if a person was present, you could find out, you could inquire from him, what is the direction of the Qibla. But because of shame, you're feeling shy to ask the person, you didn't inquire from him. And a person performs salah in this way, then namaz will not be valid. Aise waqt aisi sharam na karna chahiye balki pooch kar namaz pare. At such a time, Shariat says that a person shouldn't feel shy, shouldn't feel ashamed to ask, but always ask the masla and then perform salam. Agar koi batlane wala na ho, agar koi batlane wala na mila aur dil ki gawai par namaz par li. If a person did not find somebody from whom he could have inquired which is the direction of the Qibla, and on the testimony of the heart, he read namaz. The heart says that read in this particular direction, and he read in that particular direction. Phir maloom hua ke jidhar namaz par hi hai, udhar Qibla nahi hai, to bhi namaz ho gayi. Then after performing salah, this person now came to know that the direction in which I have performed salah, this was not the Qibla. Then too the salah of a person now will be valid. Although he read in a wrong direction, then too it is valid, because number one, there was no one that was present. And number two, he exercised the mind, he thought a little bit, and then he performed salah. That is why the salah of a person will be valid. Agar beruch namaz parti thi, phir namaz hi mein maloom ho gaya, ke Qibla idhar nahi hai. If a person was performing salah in the incorrect direction, and in salah now a person was informed that this is not the direction of the Qibla. For example, a person was performing maybe in this direction, and now somebody came and they started salah in this direction. So he saw this person reading namaz in this direction. So he was informed now that the Qibla is in this direction. Balke fulani taraf hai, to namaz hi mein Qibla ki taraf gum jawe. So in salah now, when you came to know the correct direction of the Qibla, in salah a person must turn his direction in the correct direction and complete his salah. Ab maloom hone ke baad, agar Qibla ki taraf na pheregi, to namaz na hogi. Now after coming to know that this is the correct direction of Qibla, and you performing salah in another direction, but you didn't turn to the correct direction, then the salah of a person will not be valid, because you know which is the correct direction and you're still not performing in the correct direction. Agar koi Kaaba Sharif ke andar namaz pare, to ye bhi jaiz hai. If a person wants to perform salah in the Kaaba Sharif, then this is also permissible. Inside the Kaaba Sharif, where the door is open and you enter into the Kaaba, and perform salah inside the Kaaba Sharif, this is also permissible. Aur iske andar namaz parne wale ko ikhtiyar hai, jidhar chahe muh karke namaz pare. Now, when you're inside the Kaaba Sharif, then you can read your Salah in any direction that you want. A person can face north, south, east, west, whichever way, because you are inside the Kaaba Sharif. When you're out of the Kaaba Sharif, then you got to face in the direction of Kaaba. But now that you're inside, the door was open and you went inside, you can perform in any direction. Kaaba Sharif ke andar faraz namaz bhi durust hai aur nafil bhi durust hai. It is permissible to perform faraz namaz in the Kaaba Sharif, and it is permissible to read nafil namaz in the Kaaba Sharif as well. The next chapter that Hazrat makes mention of is how to perform salah. So this we will do it, the practical salah, so we won't go into that. But after explaining this entire chapter of how to perform salah, he says, لیکن اس میں جو فرائض ہیں, in namaz there are those aspects that are faraz, that are obligatory in salah. ان میں سے اگر ایک بات بھی چھوٹ جاوے تو نماز نہیں ہوتی. That even if one faraz is omitted, it is left out, the salah of a person is invalid. Namaz doesn't take place because the faraz has been left out. We'll come just now to what are the faraz of salah. So from here we understand it's important, it's necessary that a person knows what is faraz in namaz, what is wajib in namaz, what is mustahab in namaz, etc. So if, for example, a particular posture or something is missed out in salah, then he knows what is the ruling pertaining to his salah. So if a faraz is left out, namaz is invalid. Chahe qasdan chora ho ya bhule se, dono ka ek hukam hai. Whether a person, he left out the faraz intentionally, or whether he left it out unintentionally, the ruling is the same. You missed out the faraz, namaz is invalid. Aur baat cheeze wajib hai. And there are certain aspects of salah that are wajib. Ke in mein se agar koi cheez qasdan chhor de, to namaz nikammi aur kharab ho jati hai. If a wajib is left out and omitted intentionally, then the namaz of a person is deficient. It is not completed. Aur phir se namaz parni parti hai. And the namaz will have to be repeated again. So if the wajib was left out intentionally, the namaz is deficient, not completed. So that salah is wajibul i'ada. You'll have to repeat that salah again. If it's left out intentionally, I said. Or agar koi phir se na pare, to khair tab bhi faraz sar se utar jata hai. If a person doesn't repeat that faraz namaz or whichever namaz it might be again, where he has left out the wajib intentionally, then he has been absolved of his responsibility. If it was a faraz namaz, he has been absolved of his responsibility. Lekin bohot guna hota hai. But because he didn't repeat the namaz again, you're going to be very sinful. Aur agar bhule se chhoot jawe, to sajda sahu kar lene se namaz ho jawegi. But if a wajib is left out because of error, due to forgetfulness, then this can be rectified by a sajda sahu. So in wajib, they have made a difference. If the wajib is left out intentionally, then the namaz has to be repeated again. It becomes wajibul i'ada. And if the wajib is left out unintentionally, a person made an error, then sajda sahu will then rectify that error that was made. Aur baaz cheeze sunnat hai aur baaz cheeze mustahab hai. And there are certain aspects of namaz that are sunnat, and there are certain aspects of namaz that are mustahab. Now he commences, he says, namaz mein chhe cheeze farz hai. There are six things that are farz in salah, six things that are obligatory. Number 1, niyat baante waqt Allahu Akbar. When a person is making his niyat that I'm performing salah, we explain this, that with the heart a person makes a niyat. So at that time to say the words of takbir at tahrima, not lifting up the hands. Lifting up the hands is sunnah. But to say the words, Allahu Akbar, this is farz. So if the imam is in ruku, and you came in rushing into the masjid to catch that rakat. So you came in, and a person said Allahu Akbar to go into ruku. He lifted up his hand, but he didn't say Allahu Akbar for takbir at tahrima. He said Allahu Akbar to go into ruku. So in other words, he omitted the takbir at tahrima. So the person hasn't even started his salah. And so takbir at-tahrima is farz. To say the word Allahu Akbar, that is farz. And lifting up the hands, this is not farz. That's number 1. Number 2, kara hona, qiyam, the standing posture in salah. This is farz in salah. Today so many people, many a time, they don't even have a valid excuse. They're sitting on the chair. If the qiyam is left out, for without a valid reason, salah is invalid. Because salah is the qiyam posture, the standing posture, is a farz of salah. Number 3, Quran mein se koi surat ya ayat parna, that to recite some surat or some ayat of the Quran Sharif. To recite some surat or ayat of the Quran Sharif, this is farz. Number 4, ruku karna, that to make ruku, for a person to go into ruku, this is a farz of salah. Aur dono sajde karna, the two sajdas that we make, this is farz. Aur namaz ke akhir mein jitni der attahiyat parne mein lagti hai, itni der baithna. And in the final posture of namaz, in the last rakat of namaz, that in the sitting posture, a person has to sit for that duration that it takes him to read attahiyat. Not that to read attahiyat is farz. To sit for that duration that it will take one to read attahiyat, that is farz. To read the attahiyat, this is a wajib of salah. But to sit for that duration in the final sitting posture, that is farz. Ye cheeze namaz mein wajib hai. Now he mentions those things that are wajib in namaz. Alhamdu parna, to recite surah Fatiha, this is a wajib of namaz. Iske saath koi surat milana, and to join a surah to surah Fatiha, that is also a wajib of namaz. Har faraz ko apne apne mauka par ada karna, that every faraz must be discharged on its appropriate place. For example, like the faraz first is standing, then is ruku, then is sajda. So on its appropriate place, every faraz must be discharged. Aur pehle khare hokar alhamdu parna, now is explaining, the first you stand, then you recite surah Fatiha. Phir surat milana, then join the surat. So this is all been done in its place, so therefore it is wajib. So for example, if a person read the surat first, and then he read alhamdu after that, so he has done something that is contrary to what is required. So therefore sajda sahu will become wajib if this person did it unintentionally. Phir ruku karna, then after reading a surah, then go into ruku. Phir sajda, then go into sajda. Do rakat par baithna, after two rakat to sit down. This is a wajib. And in the final sitting posture, to sit for the duration that it takes to read attahiyat, there is farz. Dono baithakon mein attahiyat parna, to read attahiyat in both the sitting postures, after two rakat and after four rakat, this is wajib. Witr ki namaz mein dua-e qunut parna, and in the witr salah, to recite dua-e qunut, this is a wajib. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah kehkar salam pherna, to say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, and to make salam. To come out of namaz with these words, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, this is wajib. Aur har cheez ko itminan se ada karna, bahut jaldi na karna. And he says that everything should be done with ease and without any haste, without hurry. This is also wajib. For example, when we go into when we come up from ruku, sami' Allahu liman hamida, in the coma posture. So the person now, he must be at total ease, and then he must go Allahu Akbar into sajda. So these postures, a person shouldn't hasten through them. Or between the two sajdas, a person comes up, Allahu Akbar. Now a person should wait a little bit, and then say Allahu Akbar for the second sajda. So these postures, a person shouldn't hasten. This is also a wajib of salam. He says, in baaton ke siwa, jitni aur baatein hain, wo sab sunnat hai, lekin baaz in mein se mustahab hai. Besides the faraiz and between and the wajibat that we have discussed now, whatever else is there, that is considered as the sunnat. But some of them are also mustahab. So in other words, that won't really affect the validity of the salah. Where the faraz is omitted, or the wajib is omitted intentionally, then this affects the validity of the salah. We'll continue from there, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yesterday we were discussing, when blood emerges from the body, then what is the ruling in regards to the wudu of a person? So here he mentions, see, if a pimple has to burst in the eye, then the wudu will only break if the fluid comes out of the eye. If there's a pimple in the eye, and that pimple bursts, but no fluid came out of the eye, so your wudu is intact. But if the fluid had to come out of the eye, now the wudu of a person is invalid, he will have to perform a fresh wudu. If the saliva is reddish because of blood, wudu will break. If there's more saliva, there's more blood, so therefore the saliva also will become red, so the wudu of a person will break. If the blood is so little that redness cannot be seen in the saliva, wudu will not break. In other words, there's just very little blood and the saliva is more. So where the content of the saliva is more than the blood, then the wudu of a person won't break. The same ruling applies when a person is roza, when he's fasting. So say sometimes there's blood now, so a person had to swallow that blood. So here also we'll have to look at the content of how much of blood there was and how much of saliva. If the saliva was more and very little blood, then the fast of a person is valid. And if the blood content was more, then in that case the roza of a person becomes invalid. If blood appears on a toothpick, wudu will not be broken if the effect of blood cannot be seen in the saliva. Meaning it's just a speck of blood, maybe that was on the toothpick. But in the saliva there's no blood, then the wudu of a person will not break. Fluid from a paining ear will break the wudu, even if there is no sore or pimple in the ear. If fluid comes out, the ear was paining, and some fluid had emerged, the wudu of a person will break. Water which flows from the eyes because of the paining of the eyes will break the wudu. So eyes were paining and now some water came out, they also wudu will break. Liquid that comes out of the eye while yawning will not break wudu. See, there was no pain. When there was pain and then some liquid came out, that will break wudu. But when you yawn, there was no pain. So therefore, the wudu will not break. If extraction of blood will break the wudu until it is so little that it would not have flowed out of the wound if it came out itself. This I explained yesterday in detail. When a person, he checks his sugar and he wipes that blood onto the strip. So same thing he mentions over here, that if it is so little that it wouldn't have flowed, then wudu will not break. Note, a doubt will not break wudu. Only when one is convinced that his wudu is broken, then it will be regarded so. If one is not so certain, there is no need to repeat the wudu. Meaning that if a person got a doubt that my wudu is broken, then a person doesn't have to repeat the wudu. Then you carry on. Because many a times these wasawis, they're from the side of shaitan. So don't entertain these wasawis from the side of shaitan. A person should just continue. Yes, when a person is certain that my wudu has broken, now by all means go and perform a fresh wudu. Wudu is compulsory for any salah including janaza salah and sajda tilawat. That if a person wants to perform janaza salah, they also wudu has to be made. Sajda tilawat, they also wudu has to be made. Wudu is compulsory wajib for performing tawaf and for touching the Quran Sharif. That touching the Quran Sharif, making tawaf, they also a person has to make wudu. Just do one more masla. Wounds or sores. If removal of the ointment from a sore or wound is harmful, then it will not be necessary to remove it. For example, a person is cut or he's got a wound. Now there's some ointment that has been applied. Now if he's going to remove that ointment and water is going to go there, so this is going to harm him. So then it will not be necessary to remove the ointment from the hand. If pouring water over the affected area is also harmful, then merely make masa of the affected part. Now, you'll have to pour water over it. But now when you're going to pour water, this is also going to cause harm. So then there won't be a need to wash that particular area. You just make masa over that part of the hand. Number two, if the wound or sore is bandaged, and one will experience difficulty in opening and tying the bandage for masa purposes, or masa on the affected part will be harmful, then masa should be made over the bandage. If this difficulty does not exist, then it will be necessary to open the bandage, plaster, etc. and make masa on the affected part. So only when a person has difficulty, for example a very long bandage, now it's going to take him time first to open it. And sometimes we don't know how to tie it again. We have to go maybe to a doctor or somebody to get him to tie it. So if this type of difficulty exists, then a person does not have to open the bandage. Then a person just makes masa over the bandage. But sometimes a person has a small little cut. Now on that he puts that elastoplast and he then goes to make wudu. So in that situation where it's a little cut, there a person cannot suffice. He cannot just make wudu, let the water pass over that little plaster that you have put. No, there the plaster has to be removed and then your hand has to be fully washed and then put another plaster. But at the time of wudu, that area has to be washed. We'll continue from here, inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with Anwar Salah. So yesterday we had discussed the first point that Sufi Iqbal Sahib has mentioned over here. And the first point was that if a person wants concentration in his salah, then Sufi Iqbal Sahib said that there are 5 points. That keep these 5 points in mind before we come to the bayan of Hazrat Shah Ismail Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Alayh. So what he mentioned, the first point is this, that you have to do a course in zikr. This is for at least about 40 days that you do a course in zikrullah. But this course that you do in zikrullah, this shouldn't be done on your own. This has to be done under the guidance and under some sheikh. And he says together with this course that you have to do on zikrullah, he says that islah of the heart, correctness of the heart, this is most important. He says, because when the heart of a person will be corrected, then the amal and the actions of a person will also be corrected. So this is the first point that we have to remember when we are studying the bayan of Shah Ahmad Shaheed rahmatullah alayh, that dua cause in zikrullah and islah of the heart, but under the supervision and the nurturing of a sheikh. Now he comes to the second point. He said, namaz seekhne mein jo koshish aur mujahada karna hoga, isme niyat ko khalis kare, ke main Allah ta'ala ko razi karne ke liye, ta'meel-e-hukam mein, apni namaz mein kamal paida karne ki koshish kar raha ho. He says that this effort that you're making, this sacrifice that you are making to learn namaz, that how can I read a proper namaz? So he says the niyat that you should be made in this should be pure, that it is done purely for the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So niyat also should be corrected, that why am I performing this salah? Why am I learning to perform a correct salah? This is done to please Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And in fulfilling the command of Allah, namaz is farz. To perform namaz, you are fulfilling the command of Allah ta'ala. So in fulfilling the command of Allah ta'ala, I am making an effort to perform a complete and a perfect namaz. So I want to please Allah, because performing salah is the command of Allah. And in performing the salah, I want to perform a salah that is a perfect salah. So this is the niyat a person should have. Digar koi baat, mahwiyat wa istighraq wa ghaira maqsad na ho. That a person shouldn't have this objective in mind, that I want to perform a salah of complete absorption. That such a salah that my mind doesn't even drift away. No, that should not be the intention. If a person gets that type of absorption in salah, where his mind doesn't drift away, he's connected to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So that is very good. That is an extra. That is a bonus. But that is not the objective. The objective is, I want to please Allah ta'ala by performing a perfect salah. That should be the objective. So this is the second point. The first point is zikrullah and islah of the heart under a sheikh. Number two, our intention is that what I am doing is for the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Nur Saum, the third point. Khushu wa khudu aur huzur qalb wali namaz hi baru hai. That a salah that is performed with concentration, with devotion, and the heart of a person is present, this is a salah that got life in it. That a salah that got concentration, devotion, and the heart of a person is present in that salah, that is a salah of life. Magar khushu aur huzur se murad ikhtiyari khushu hai. But it says when we're talking of concentration and devotion, then what is meant is that concentration and that presence of the heart that is within your ability. You are only made mukallaf, you are only burdened to do what is within your ability. So he says, yani namaz ke faraiz, wajibat, sunan, aur mustahabbat ki adaigi ka itminan, aur host se ihtimam karna. So he's explaining now, what is this concentration and devotion that we're talking about. So he says, look at the faraiz of namaz, those things that are obligatory. The wajibat of namaz, which is obligatory, we just did now the faraiz and the wajibat of namaz. So the faraiz of namaz, the wajibat of namaz. And those things that are sunnat and mustahab in namaz, that these things should be done with ease and with consciousness. A person should be conscious that this what I'm doing is faraz. This what I'm doing, it is a wajib of namaz. So he should be conscious of it, and he should do it with complete ease. A person shouldn't hasten. We just did it in Besti Zewar also, that there shouldn't be any hastening. But a person should do it with ease. Aur dil ko qasdan kisi dusri taraf mutawajjih na karna. And intentionally, a person shouldn't incline the heart towards something else. That intentionally don't bring thoughts into your heart. That the thoughts that come automatically, that is, now he's going to explain it, that is a separate aspect. But intentionally, you don't start thinking intentionally about something and don't bring thoughts into your heart intentionally. Agar khud ba khud dunyavi khiyal a jaye, balki be shumar wasawit bhi aaye, lekin namazi apne qasd se aage aane wale asbaq mein mashghool rahe, to ye halat namaz ke baruh hone ke munafi nahi. If automatically thoughts of dunya come into your mind, person is performing salah, he never bring the thoughts. But automatically some thought of his business came into his mind, some thought of his car now came into his mind, but it came automatically. In fact, he says, unlimited wasawis and whispers now came into the mind of a person. Shaitan put all these thoughts into the mind of a person. So this namazi, if he continued just thinking of what he has to do next, I'm reading my surah now. Next I have to start, I'm reading surah Fatiha, next I will have to read the surah, then I'm going into ruku. So just continue what has to be done ahead. And in this way, continue with your salah. So he says, this is not again a salah of life in it. This won't affect the salah that is a salah of ruh, a salah of light. So just continue, do what you have to do and continue further without really entertaining that thought. Like in India, the example is given in India. Now the road that is running, on that road that you got your car and you driving, on that road there's so many other cars that are going on that same road. On that road also, you will find there are bicycles also riding. There, if it's highway also, the bicycles are moving there also. Then you'll get the rickshaw, yeah, what we call tuk-tuk. The tuk-tuk is also running over there. And then you'll find the donkey cart also running over there. And somebody is riding his horse also there. And there's a pedestrian, he's walking also. So see how many people are moving on the same road. Now all you are required to do, you just watch ahead of you. Just watch ahead of you and you continue in this way. You'll reach your destination. The moment you're going to worry, the donkey cart is this side, the bicycle is that side, the bus is that side, the truck is there, and you're going to start looking around, you're going to bump into somebody. So exactly the same way now. When we're performing salah, now the thoughts are coming. So you don't start worrying, oh, this thought came now. Let me think about this. Now the thought of the business came, so you're thinking about the business. Now you think you have to go buy potatoes, so you're thinking about that. Now you're going to start thinking about all this, now that's the problem. What you do, what do I have to do in namaz? Just think of what do I have to do next in namaz. And you continue in this way. And inshallah your namaz will get done properly. That's why we mentioned previously also, that dil ko lagana faraz hai. To bring the heart into namaz, that is faraz. Like that mother that is in the shopping aisle. That child is running to this toy, she pulls the child back. Child is going to that toy, mother pulls the child back. So every time your thought starts running in namaz, all you do, you bring your thought back. And you continue with your namaz in this way. Like Mawla Ridwan also mentioned the other day, which Hazrat Rakim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali mentioned, that this is like a dog that is barking. Person is walking on the street, especially in the late hours of the night. Now the dog starts barking. So when the dog starts barking, if you're going to now give attention to that dog, what's going to happen? That dog will continue. Because now it's getting attention. But you carry on, you hardly even walk half a minute, and the dog kept quiet. Why? Because you have passed. You passed the gate and you're already gone. There was a comedian, his name was Johar. So he had a fruit tree outside his house. So he wanted all the children, they must come and eat the fruit from the tree. But when they come to eat, he used to go with a stick to hit them. So they run away. So somebody told him, they said, but you want the children to come and eat the fruit. Now why are you coming out with the stick? Why are you frightening the children? So he said, this is the psychology, the minds of the children. This is how it works. He says that when you chase them, when you come out, they're going to come back now to start you again. And if you leave them, they're not going to come back. So he says, that is why I come out, because I want them to come back. So every time I come out, they're gone. But when the moment I'm gone, they come back again. So exactly the thoughts of a person. That the moment you're going to entertain, you give shaitan some attention, he's going to bring more wasawis, more thoughts into your namaz. And when you're going to ignore him, you'll say, you know what, let me just continue with my namaz. Then very soon, shaitan is also gone. 80 halat mein, lazzat-e-mahviyat mein kami, aur mujahada mein ziyadati hona, ek to ajr mein ziyadati ka ba'is hoga. Now, Hazrat says, that look at this. He says that when a person, these thoughts are going to come in your namaz. The thoughts are going to come. So when these thoughts come, he says, what we're going to think, because of these thoughts coming, that there is less enjoyment in my absorption with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. A person, every person desires that when I read namaz, I must be in total connection with Allah ta'ala. But when these thoughts come, that enjoyment is now decreased. Because if you're in total connection, what enjoyment you'll experience at the end of that salah. A man that's got the love of Allah ta'ala, this love of Allah ta'ala, when it comes in the heart, it doesn't come continuously. The person won't experience it continuously, the love of Allah ta'ala. And it will come in little doses. It will come now and then it is gone. And then you'll get it again, like Hazrat explained, Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, that like in the jalsa, when you're in the jalsa position of salah, that position between the two sajdas, when you come up, how little you sit, and you go on into the next sajda. That's how little, that's how short that connection with Allah Ta'ala, that special love of Allah Ta'ala comes. Now what enjoyment is in that love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? Only a person that experiences, he'll be able to tell you. So here also, when a person is absolved with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, engrossed in communication with Allah, there's great enjoyment in this. But when this thought comes, what is going to happen? So a person, that enjoyment of absorption, this is number one decrease. You don't get so much of enjoyment. Or mujahada mein ziyadati hona. And now you are making more sacrifice, because your thoughts want to pull you away. And you got to bring your thoughts back in namaz. So there's more mujahada now. So one is less enjoyment. Number two, there's more mujahada. So because of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a person more reward. Because you are making more mujahada and you're getting less enjoyment. For you, there is more reward. Dusra, tab'i taur par apni namaz ko naqis samajhta rahega. Secondly, when you're reading the namaz and these thoughts are coming and you are fighting these thoughts, so what you will say that this namaz that I'm performing is not a perfect namaz. Is not a perfect namaz. So a person at this time, he is protected from pride. Pride won't enter your heart. When you feel that I read a perfect namaz, now you say I'm somebody. I look at the namaz that I read. And that namaz is zero. You dropped. In the eyes of Allah Ta'ala is zero. Because pride came into the heart of a person. But in this type of a namaz, that pride, vanity will not enter the heart of a person. Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah Alayhi says, that when a person feels that today I read a proper namaz, that's the day he should be worried. There's a problem now. You are saying that you read a proper namaz. As long as a person, he reads his namaz and he feels, my namaz, what is the condition of my namaz? My namaz was not a perfect namaz. He's okay. But the day a person feels, I read a proper namaz, this person is in danger. So he says that you'll regard, the second benefit is this, that naturally you will find or you will feel that my namaz was deficient. Jis ki wajah se ujab se hifazat rahegi, because of which you will be protected from vanity. Agar sari umar bhi ye halat rahe, to maqsad asli ridae ilahi mein pura kamyabi hai. If this remains the condition of a person throughout his life, that these thoughts come in his namaz, he's not getting that full enjoyment of connection with Allah Ta'ala, he's making sacrifice, then your objective, which is to please Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, in your objective you are successful. Because your objective was to please Allah and you tried your whole life to please Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is shakur. Allah Ta'ala appreciates. When you have made that effort, it is accepted in the court of Allah inshaAllah. Agar che aam tor par ye mujahada jald hi khatam ho jata hai. This is that this sacrifice that you are making, don't think that it's such a sacrifice that it will never come to an end. Very soon the sacrifice will come to an end. You're making mujahada to read that type of namaz where you are absorbed, where you are in connection with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So you are making that sacrifice to read such a namaz. He said, but very quickly the sacrifice will come to an end and you'll get that type of a namaz. Aur mahboob ke saath yaksui se sargoshi ke lazzat naseeb ho jati hai. And he said that you will be blessed of getting the enjoyment of conversing with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in total seclusion. That very soon you will be talking to your beloved, you will be speaking to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and the sacrifice will then come to an end. He quotes a poem and he says, Muhabbat intiha mein mushkilein aasan karti hai, magar is fitne ghar ki ibtida mushkil se hoti hai. That when a person has got love for something, then eventually, at the end, this love is such that no matter what difficulty there might be, it makes the difficulty very, very easy. But initially, he says that it is difficult. Initially to tread the path is difficult, but eventually it becomes easy. So initially you'll have to make sacrifice to read this type of a namaz of concentration, a namaz of devotion. But once you make this little bit of sacrifice initially, later on it becomes very, very easy. A child, when you put him in the madrasa, and you tell him, you know what, you have to do hifz. So initially it's very difficult for the child. To do hifz is very difficult. And he'll say, no, I can't do it, I want to give up hifz, I don't want to carry on. But just give him a little bit of encouragement, tell him, see the other children, they have done it, see how they are doing it, they also managing, little bit encouragement, push him a little bit. After he finishes 10, 12 paras, and when he comes around 18, 19 para, now it's so easy. Now you don't have to tell him, because he's just waiting to finish. When I'll finish these last 10 paras now. So he's moving now. So initially it is difficult for him. But eventually, now he's got the love of it. Now he's just looking forward to finish. It became so easy for a person. The Alim course has explained that many a time the children that have come in the first year, or the Idadiya class. So when they come in, they come just before exam, they say they want to leave. You say, no, it's very hard, we can't make it. So they say, no, look at the final year. How many students in the final year? 50 students, 60 students are qualifying this year. They all went through the same system. And now they're in the final year. So they made it, you can also make it. You also make effort. So they go back, and in this way, these children finish. So initially, some qurbani, some effort in the beginning. But later on, it becomes very, very easy. For a person, initially, to protect the eyes, it is difficult. But a person that is conscious, he practices upon it all the time, then inshallah that time will come where Allah Ta'ala will give him that control of that eyes. But initially there is some sacrifice that has to be made. So this is the third point that Hazrat mentioned. First is make zikrullah, come under the guidance of a shaykh and make the ikhlas of your heart. I'm repeating this so we can remember it as well. The second thing he says that your niyat should be the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third thing he says, try and bring khushu and khudu, and your heart must be present in salah. He says that salah will be considered as a salah of life. Noor Chaharum. This is the fourth point that he mentioned. Is azim daulat ka ek daraja, iske ahl, yani zakir wa shagil, salik ko inshaAllah, batawfiq ilahi, panch asbaq pure karne ke baad hasil ho jayega. He says that these five lessons that we are doing now, inshaAllah, with the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person will acquire these five lessons. Which person? That salik, the one that is treading the path to Allah, and the one that is making the zikr of Allah, and he is doing his spiritual exercises also. He will attain this great wealth of khushu and khudu to some extent. A man that has treaded this path, and he is doing his zikr also, his spiritual exercises also, inshallah, he will be blessed with this khushu and khudu. By the time he learns these five sabak, to some extent he'll acquire this khushu and khudu that is required in salam. Phir isme sari umar tarakki karta rahe. Thereafter, now you have already acquired concentration and devotion to some extent after studying these five sabak. He says, now increase and progress on this for the rest of your life. For the rest of your life, you'll continue on this. No matter how perfect a person has become, the salah of a person can never be 100%. It can never be. Where can we fulfill the right of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? A man can become qari of the Quran. He can be the best qari. But he cannot fulfill the haq of Quran Sharif. What is the right of Quran Sharif? We can never come close to it. We can never fulfill the right of Quran Sharif. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who could make greater ibadah of Allah than Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam? Yet Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam would say, ma abadnaka haqqa ibadati. Wallah, we didn't make your ibadah in the way we're supposed to be making your ibadah. Ma arafnaka haqqa ma'rifati. We haven't recognized you, O Allah, in the manner we're supposed to recognize you. Sahaba used to read tahajjud namaz the whole night. Almost the whole night. Very little they used to say, kanu qaleelam min al-layli ma yahja'un. A very small portion of the night Sahaba would sleep. Whole night in ibadah. But Allah Ta'ala says, wabil ashari hum yastaghfirun. At the time of Tahri, they're making istighfar. They're asking Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. Why? Whole night ibadah, no guna. But this ibadah that we have done, where can we fulfill the right of this ibadah? When we read our faraz namaz, whichever faraz namaz, at the end of the faraz namaz, what we're making dua? What dua are we making? Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. Wallah, I've oppressed myself. And not just oppressed, zulman kathira, lot of oppression. I've done a great wrong, O Allah. Why? Because that faraz namaz, we know what is the condition of our namaz. So we cannot fulfill the right of the ibadat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So he says that for your entire life now, you will keep building on this and you will try and progress on that khushu and khudu that you have acquired after learning these five sabak. Magar, pehle ek chilla in azbab ka khususi ihtimam kare. But first, for 40 days, special concentration and attention should be given to these sabak. For 40 days, that make revision and now practice on these sabak that you have learned. So, you know, because we don't have the time. But this is how it's supposed to be done. 40 days, you concentrate on these five sabaks now. Try to implement this. Then we move further. So he says 40 days, you concentrate on this. Taake istiqamat aur pukhtagi hasil ho. So that there is punctuality and also firmness comes into it. In 40 roz mein, iski bhi koshish kare ke kisi namaz ki takbeere ula fort na ho. So one is practice on the sabak. Try and implement the five sabaks. And also in the 40 days, make an effort that you read your salah with takbir-e-ula. And we are here, mashallah, 40 days we are spending. And we have no other work, no other involvement, no other business activities, nothing. No studying we have to do. So all we have to do is be in the masjid. So a person very easily in this month of Ramadan, and for the 10 days before, we could read our namaz 40 days with takbir-e-ula 5 times a day. Taake nifaq se barat hasil ho jaye. So that a person, he attains freedom from hypocrisy. A man that reads his namaz 40 days with takbir-e-ula, he is granted freedom from hypocrisy. Ghaflat wali namaz parna munafaqat ka ek asar hai. That to read a salah of negligence, where a person is not conscious of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, this ghaflat namaz, this is the effect of hypocrisy. Allah ta'ala save us. It means that there's some hypocrisy. That is why a person is reading a namaz of negligence, is not aware of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So therefore he says that one problem is hypocrisy. So if you read your namaz for 40 days, with takbir ula, Allah Ta'ala will free you from this hypocrisy. Aur hadith paak mein aaya hai, it is mentioned in the hadith, jo shakhs 40 roz is tarah namaz pare, if a person for 40 days he reads namaz in this way, ke shuru mein imam ke saath shareek ho, that from the beginning he is with the imam. When the imam says Allahu Akbar, then he also says Allahu Akbar with the imam. Aur namaz shuru karne ki takbir, jab imam kahe to isi waqt ye bhi namaz mein shareek ho jaye. That when the imam, he says the takbir of commencing salah, then this person is with the imam in that takbir also, meaning from the initial point. When imam says Allahu Akbar, he says Allahu Akbar. To wo shakh na to jahannam mein dakhil hoga, aur na munafiqon mein dakhil hoga. So this person, he won't be amongst those people that will enter into jahannam, because he's got freedom from jahannam. 40 days you read namaz with takbir ula, you got freedom from jahannam. And secondly, you will not be from amongst the hypocrites. Munafiq wo log kehlate hai jo apne ko musalman zahir kare. The munafiqin, the hypocrites were those people that outwardly they showed themselves that they were Muslims, so that they will also enjoy the same benefits that the Muslims had. Their lives would also be safe. But internally in their heart, there was kufr. They didn't have iman in their heart. So outwardly they were Muslims, but in their heart was, their hearts were filled with kufr. So he says, outwardly they exposed themselves as Muslims. Lekin dil mein kufr rakhte ho. But in their heart, they got kufr. Aur 40 din ki khususiyat bazaahir is wajah se hai. So now he's saying that what is the speciality of 40 days? Why do you have to do this action of reading salah behind the imam with takbir-e-ula for 40 days? Why 40 days? Jamaat also, 40 days they ask a person to go. Khanqa also, they say spend 40 days. At least one spends 40 days in the khanqa. So he says, why the speciality of 40 days all the time? Ke halat ke taghayyur mein 40 din ko khas dakhal hai. In the changing of the condition of a person, this 40 days has a special effect, that within a 40 day period, there will always be a change within a person. Every 40 days, a change comes into a person. So if a person does something for 40 days, that will become part of his habit. چنانچہ آدمی کی پیدائش کی ترتیب جس حدیث میں آئی ہے, اس میں 40 دن تک نطفہ رہنا. That in the hadith, where Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned, the formation of the child in the womb of the mother. So in there it is mentioned that for 40 days is initially the sperm. Then that sperm turns into blood. And that sperm remains for 40 days. Then it turns into blood. And that blood for 40 days. Then it becomes flesh. And that flesh for 40 days. So there also a change takes place from the sperm to the blood, from the blood to the flesh, in a period of every 40 days. Every 40 days a change takes place. Phir gosht ka tukra 40 din, then the piece of flesh after for 40 days, 40 din tak. Isi tarah 40 din mein iska taghayyur zikr farmaya hai. In this way, it is mentioned that a change takes place every 40 days. Isi wajah se sufiya ke yahan, chilla be khas ek ahmiyat rakhta hai. It is for this reason that when you go to the Sufis, then they say spend 40 days over here. Because in 40 days, that perhaps inshallah a change will now come into the life of a person. Kitne khush kismat hai wo log jinki barko bhi takbir e ula fot nahi hoti. He says, how fortunate are those people that for years and years they takbir e ula have never been missed. That they always there in the masjid and they commence the salah with the takbir e ula. So this is the fourth point that Sufi Iqbal Sahib mentioned, that one is that these sabak that you are learning, he says for 40 days show importance to these sabaks. Implement these asbaq, these sabaks in your life. And for 40 days, don't miss your salah with takbir-e-ula. And now he comes to the last point, which is the fifth point. He says, panch asbaq ke nisab aur mashq ka chilla pura kar lene ke baad. That now you have finished your syllabus. A person has learned the five sabaks. So the syllabus has been completed of the five sabaks. And also, the chilla, that 40 day period is completed. These five sabaks, you acted upon them for 40 days, you implemented them for 40 days. And 40 days you made namaz with takbir-e-ula also. So your syllabus is also done. You've done your practice also, your practicals are also done. Is ko koshish mein kamyabi ki alamat ye hai. Now what is the sign that in this effort that you've been making all the time, what is the sign that you are successful? How will you now gauge whether you have passed or whether you have failed. So he's giving you a sign that now check whether you have passed in your exam or whether you have failed in your exam. So he says the sign is this, ke azmat ilahi jalla shanuhu ke pesh nazar, that in front of the greatness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in front of the greatness of Allah ta'ala, is haziri mein, yani namaz mein, behad kotai karne wala, bara mujrim samajhte hue, that regard yourself that as a criminal, involved in unlimited deficiencies in salah, that Allah ta'ala is in front of you, Allah ta'ala's greatness, how great is Allah ta'ala? And in front of the greatness of Allah ta'ala, I'm a criminal. My salah, what is my salah? There's so much of fault in my salah. So keep the greatness of Allah in front of you, and keeping the greatness of Allah in front of you, now think that I'm a criminal, and there's so many faults and so much of deficiencies in my salah. Now keeping, now we got the greatness of Allah, and at the same time we got our salah in front. Then he says, apne upar kareem aqa ki meherbani ka mushahada kare. Now witness the kindness of Allah ta'ala on us. That Allah is so great, who can fulfill the right of Allah? And my salah, what is the quality of it? What we will say, minus, not even zero. The quality of my salah is minus. I'm not even zero. And look at, in spite of my salah's quality being zero, and Allah is so great, look at the kindness of Allah ta'ala upon me. What is the kindness of Allah ta'ala still upon me? He says, ke namaz mein meri be-adabi, aur gandagi ke bawajood, meri haziri ko kabool farma liya hai. That in spite of my disrespect, I'm not fulfilling the etiquette of salah. And I am filth. What is the human body? The human body is only filth. That if one drop of blood has to come out, immediately your wudu is going to break. One drop of semen has to come out, your ghusl is gone. Now you have to make ghusl again. A little bit of matter comes out from the body, your wudu is broken. So what is this body? It is total filth. So he says, in spite of my disrespect and my filth, he says, Allah Ta'ala has accepted me in His presence. Allah Ta'ala has given us the tawfiq to stand before Him. How many people, they also want to read namaz. How many are not given the opportunity of coming into the masjid? One, it reminds me of one incident, there was a master and a slave. So the slave, he was a pious person, he was up to date with his namaz. So they went to the market and they bought something. After buying something, now they were going home. As they were returning, Maghrib Azan was called. So the slave told the master, he says, you know what, both are Muslim. Master is also Muslim, slave was also Muslim. So the slave told the master, he said, you know what, let me go read namaz. And after namaz, then we'll continue. So he went into the masjid and he read the Maghrib namaz. So master is standing outside and slave read his namaz. After the Maghrib namaz, now he started his sunnat, nafil, awabin, whatever he must have started. So the master now became impatient that people are leaving the masjid. And where is this person? So he calls out, he says that, where are you? So the voice came from the unseen that he's not letting me come out. So then he asked, he says, who's not letting you come out? So he says, that same being that's not letting you come in. So what is our condition? And Allah Ta'ala has accepted us. Allah has brought us. How many people are on kufr? They don't have the opportunity of taking Allah's name once, reciting kalima once in their lifetime. Yet Allah Ta'ala gave us the opportunity. We are filth. Our tongue, we know what we speak. And we know our history, all of us know our history. If Allah Ta'ala is to only expose us, nobody will even make salam to us. They'll kick us. Nobody will even talk to us. Because we know our history. This is Allah's kindness upon us, that Allah Ta'ala has brought us in His presence. That, oh my banda, in direct conversation, we want to see the president. How many channels, how much of red tape we have to go through? And then there's a possibility, there's a chance, maybe 1 out of 100 that you'll see the president. And you'll get a discussion and a meeting with him. Yet Allah Ta'ala, who is the King of Kings, say, oh my banda, just make wudu. Come in the masjid. Direct conversation. I'm in direct conversation with you. So here, look at Allah's kindness. He is so great. My ibadat is minus. And this is His kindness, His blessings upon me, that in spite of my bare adabi, my disrespect, in spite of my filth, Allah Ta'ala has given me the opportunity to be present before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. On this, make a lot of shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Thank Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah, I make shukr that you gave me the tawfiq of reading namaz. Allah, I make shukr that I am now progressing a little bit in my namaz. I'm trying to gain concentration. On this shukr, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will then give us more tawfiq and Allah Ta'ala will increase us. Ke bar bar haziri ki tawfiq de rakhi hai. That again and again, Allah Ta'ala has given us this tawfiq of being present. Iska shukar kare. There he says, that make shukar. Agar khuda na khasta, halat iske barakas ho, that Allah Ta'ala save us. If our condition becomes opposite to this, we're supposed to be saying that we are nothing. And I am dirt. Wallah, you are so great. Wallah, it is your kindness that you have favored me to come into your house to make namaz. If our condition becomes opposite to this, and now what do we think? Ke ab apne ko kamil aur baruh namaz parne wala khayal kare. That you think that now I'm perfect. And my namaz I'm reading is a namaz that is full of life. A namaz that is full of concentration. I'm reading a proper namaz. Chahe ye khayal shukri ke rang mein aaye. Even though this thought comes into your mind as shukr, as being thankful to Allah Ta'ala that I am reading a perfect namaz, just the thought that I am reading a perfect namaz, a namaz of life, my namaz is okay, my namaz is in order. He says, ki alhamdulillah, mujhe achi aur kamil namaz ki tawfiq ho gayi, that alhamdulillah, today I got the tawfiq of reading a perfect namaz. To khub samajh le ki wo apni koshish mein puri tarah se nakam hai. Then he says, understand very well that in this effort that you are making to read a perfect namaz, you have failed. You have failed in this effort. Why? Because you are now thinking that your namaz is in order. As I mentioned, where is the ibadat of Allah? And what is the condition? Our namaz is minus. It is minus, regarded as minus. Then a person is treading the correct path. But the moment a man thinks that I'm okay, I'm alright, now is a problem. In that person is unsuccessful. Jahle murakkab mein mubtala hai. That says, yeah, that he is in compound ignorance. One is ignorance. A man says, I don't know. Somebody is telling him something, he says, I don't know. That man is going to learn. Why? Because he acknowledges. He says, I don't know. But where a man, he doesn't know. But what he's saying, no, I know. There are those people also. They won't know. But because of their status, because of the pride, what they say, no, I know. So that man, he's in compound ignorance. So a man that, we know our namaz is not up to date. But in spite of this, you think your namaz is up to date. So here it says that this is not ignorance, this is ignorance upon ignorance. This is compound ignorance. Wo is daulat ka ahal nahi, he is not worthy of this great treasure. Pehle zikr wa shughal se qalb ko saaf karne mein majhool ho. Pehle zikr wa shughal se qalb ko saaf karne mein majhool ho. He says, first you go and get busy cleaning your heart. Your heart is not right. Cleanse your heart. Make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Do the spiritual exercises and then cleanse your heart. A person that is teaching Kitab of Hadith also. Where can he fulfill the right of the Kitab of Hadith? Person is teaching Quran. Where can he fulfill the right of teaching Quran Sharif? This is just Allah Ta'ala's kindness. Only the kindness of Allah Ta'ala that Allah Ta'ala gives tawfiq. So when a person, he thinks that I'm okay, it means there's a problem with the heart. And that heart needs to be cleansed now. And how are you going to cleanse that heart? Make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala and spiritual exercises. Phir haqeeqat namaz ke haasil karne ke mashq kare. Thereafter, phir haqeeqat namaz ke haasil karne ke mashq ki mashq kare. Then a person should make the mashq and practice how to obtain a salah that has got reality in it. A salah that has got soul in it. Quran Paak mein hai, Qad aflaha man tazakka wa zakara isma rabbihi fa salla. Pehle zikr, phir namaz. In the Quran also Allah Ta'ala says that certainly successful is that person that purifies himself. And Allah Ta'ala says, وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى. He makes the zikr of Allah. And then he reads namaz. So first cleanse your heart. Purify your heart. And when your heart is cleansed, when you have done this cause under your shaykh for 40 days, your heart has been cleansed. Now try to get the reality of namaz and try to get that life in your namaz. So here the first five points have come to an end here. Now we start with the actual bayan of Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatul Ali. First sabak. Baad hamd wa salam mutalliq ba haqiqat salah. He says, after praising Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this chapter is in regard to the reality of salah. When a person he opens the kitabs of fiqh, then we'll find all the various masail of salah. Whichever kitabs he opens, whether he opens Nurul Ida, or a person he opens Quduri, or Sharul Wiqaya, or a person he opens Kanz, or he opens Hidayah, whichever kitabs of fiqh, Hanafi fiqh, Shafi fiqh, then you will find all the chapters of salah that will explain the masail of salah. But the spirituality of salah, this is where we're going to get it here. The haqiqat of salah, the reality of salah, we will get it here in this kitab. So he says, Ilahi shukar tere ihsan ka ke tu ne hamare dil ko roshan aur zuban ko goya kiya hai. That he says, oh Allah, we're making shukar, making shukar, making shukar to you. He starts his kitab, he says, oh Allah, we are making shukar to you. It is your kindness that you have brightened this heart of mine. And this tongue, the ability of speech, you have given this tongue the ability of speech. See, here also, shukr of Allah Ta'ala. The shukr of Allah Ta'ala is such a great thing. Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam,
what bounties Allah Ta'ala had given them. Perhaps the world will not see bounties like that. In today's time, we cannot even imagine what Allah Ta'ala had given Dawud alayhi salam, what Allah Ta'ala had given Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Ta'ala tells them, اِعْمَلُوا عَلَى دَاوُدَ شُكْرًا. O family of Dawud, make shukr to Allah. All that they received was on shukr. وَلَقَدْ آتِينَا دَاوُدَ وَسُلَيْمَانَ عِلْمًا. That we had granted Dawud and Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam great knowledge. And what the two of them said? Alhamdulillah alladhi faddalana ala kathirin min ibadil mu'minin. All praise is due to Allah. They made the shukr of Allah Ta'ala. They also. So the shukr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will take a person very far. But Allah Ta'ala complained, wa qalilun min ibadi yashkur. Very, very few servants there that make shukr. Very, very few. And those few that make that shukr also, Allah Ta'ala says, qalilan ma tashkurun. Very little shukr. Those few that make the shukr, they make very, very little shukr. If a person really makes shukr, as it explains, that two qualities if a man brings, he says he will fly to Allah Ta'ala. And what are these two qualities? He says one is tawazu, humble yourself. Humble yourself, lower yourself. The more you suppress yourself, you lower yourself, I'm nothing. I'm nothing, everyone is better than me, I'm nothing. And with that, he joins shukr, everything, he just makes shukr. Because Allah Ta'ala promised, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Tawazu and shukr, you'll fly to Allah Ta'ala. Dr. Abdul Haythab Arifi, rahmatullahi, he used to tell his muridin, he says, make lot of shukr, make lot of shukr, make lot of shukr to Allah Ta'ala. So Mufti Taqi Sahab, Mufti Taqi Uthmani Sahab, Shaykh al-Islam, he's known as Shaykh al-Islam in the world. He was a murid of Dr. Abdul Haythab Arifi, rahmatullahi. He said, when Hazrat used to tell us, make a lot of shukr, make a lot of shukr, he says, we couldn't understand it. He says, we couldn't understand it. He says, now at this age, what's Mufti Sahib? Maybe about 60 to 70 years old now. Now he says, at this time of our life, at this age of ours, he says, we realize the benefit why he was telling us that time, that make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. He says that when a man will make shukr to Allah Ta'ala, as Dr. Abdul Haythab Arifi rahmatullah said, when a man will make shukr to Allah Ta'ala, ye amraz-e-batina ke jar ko kaat degi. That all our internal sicknesses that we have, spiritual sicknesses, what is the root to all these sicknesses? Whether it is pride, whether it is jealousy, whether it is anger, whether it is greed. All these amraz-e-batina ke jar ko kaat degi, it will cut it off right from the root. Meaning on shukr, a islam of a person will be made. He'll become a wali of Allah Ta'ala, just on shukr. So here also he says, we make shukr to Allah Ta'ala, who has brightened our heart. And he has given us speech. Aur aise nabi maqbool ko khalqullah ki hidayat ke waaste beja hai, ke jis ki adna shafaat se, dono jahan ki ni'mat paave. And Allah Ta'ala has sent his accepted nabi, Allah Ta'ala has sent his accepted nabi for the hidayat of his creation, by whose minimum least intercession we will find the bounties of both the worlds. That through the shafaat and intercession of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, our dunya also will get made and our akhirat also will get made. So what is the darja and what is the status of Nabi Alaihi Wasallam? That Allah Ta'ala himself says, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Allah Ta'ala sends durood upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. One poet he said, Muhammad na hote to kuch bhi na hota. If Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was not there, nothing would have been there. Which they say, لَوْلَاكَ لَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْخَلْقِ. They say that this hadith is mawdu'at. It is a fabricated narration. Although the narration is fabricated, but ulama say that the meaning, all of them agree, that the meaning of this narration, it is 100% authentic. If Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was not here, لَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْخَلْقِ, Allah Ta'ala wouldn't have brought the world into existence. So that Nabi Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sent for our hidayah. And through whose intercession our dunya will also get sorted out, our akhirat will also get sorted out. We'll continue from this point, inshallah.